Members, good morning. Guests, welcome to the Transportation Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee. Michelle, if you would, please call the roll.
Chairman Hooper. Representatives Antone.
Here.
Artiles. Davis, excused. Fasano.
Here.
Fullwood, excused. Goodson.
Here.
Nunez.
Here.
Porter.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
Richardson.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Michelle. Members and guests, if you would put your electronic devices into silent mode, we would appreciate it. We have a variety of bills, member bills, to hear today. And up first, we're going to hear from Chairman Workman and Representative Stone. I think I saw him sitting over there. House Bill 925, relating to motor vehicles, relating to specialty license plates. Whichever of you has decided to lost the coin toss, you're recognized and welcome. This is 487, members, 487.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee. This bill is created a Freemasonry license plate and establishes the annual fee for the plate and provides for the distribution of annual fees. And there is one amendment, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you. This amendment clarifies that the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is only authorized to retain the $25 annual use fee and not the other license taxes that are deposited into general revenue. That's the amendment.
Members, are questions on the amendment? The amendment having been explained, are there questions? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on the amendment? Seeing none. Members, any debate on the amendment? Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? I'd recognize you to close, but we're zipping right along. You're going to close.
If you don't mind, I haven't closed for yet, and Representative Stone and I worked this bill together, and I just wanted to say that I know that we all kind of roll our eyes. I've been here a few years at license plate. We have so many license plates, and you probably wonder, you know, Workman, what are you doing with the other plate? This home is a five-star rated home. It takes $0 from state dollars to run this home, and it saves the state so much money because these seniors get to go there and live out their life peacefully. And it's a great home, and I think it's a great cause. And so I latched on to it early, and I want to thank you for your support of this bill.
Members, objection to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is now adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing none. Representatives, you're recognized to close on your good bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the opportunity to present the bill, and I wait closing.
The sponsor having closed on House Bill 487, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representatives Antone.
Yes.
Artiles.
Yes.
Davis. Fasano.
Yes.
Fullwood. Goodson.
Yes.
Nunez.
Yes.
Porter.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Richardson.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Chairman Hooper.
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 487 as amended will be reported favorably. Thank you, representatives, for being here.
Thank you, Chairman.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Chairman.
Next up, we're going to go to House Bill 235 by Representative Bracey relating to driver's license. Representative, good morning, and you're recognized.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, committee members. House Bill 235 would allow the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to grant temporary licenses to those people that have been approved for deferred action. Just to give you some background information on the deferred action program, on June 15, 2012, the Department of Homeland Security passed this deferred action plan for childhood arrivals to get temporary licenses. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles has been working on this issue, but this bill would give them authorization to do so, and so that it would comport with the law passed by Department of Homeland Security in 2012. And that, Chairman, is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. I do have one appearance card and guest. I will remind you, because I failed to do so at the beginning, if you wish to speak on any bill, please remember we need an appearance card from you. I have an appearance card from Mr. Paul Henry. Good morning, sir, and you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Lieutenant Hooper.
Most of y'all know me. When I come here, I speak calmly and politely to you and talk about numbers, constitutional amendments, dollars and cents, things like that. Today I'm not. Today I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell about the way our Florida citizens are being treated. This bill gives illegal aliens driver's licenses, point and center. Homeland Security does not pass laws. They write rules. This little book right here, Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, gives Congress the authority for naturalization, not Homeland Security. The same people that gave us Real ID that I've been fighting for 3 years here in Florida, because when a married or divorced woman comes in here, Representative Porter, you know this because I just talked to you about it in Lake City last fall, they are hard-timed. When I went to get an endorsement for my motorcycle and my license in 2010, I was treated like a criminal. The very identification card that Highway Safety gave me when I retired from the Highway Patrol cannot be used to renew my driver's license. I gave 25 years of my life in law enforcement. Lieutenant Hooper's given some of his life in fire service. I'm sure he's got an ID card from the government as well. Our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines have given life and limb overseas. They cannot use their military identification to renew their driver's licenses. This deferred action letter is not legal process to be in America. If you want to give licenses to illegal aliens, go for it. But do not forget who you represent. Me, everybody in this room, everybody in the 15 million of us that are Florida citizens in this state that are being treated like criminals because of this same Department of Homeland Security who does not pass laws that gave us this Real ID Act in 2005 that was implemented by the Florida legislature, that's y'all, in 2008, effective 2010. A lady that's a member of my citizens group, Floridians Against Real ID, emailed me. She's 72 years old. She's been driving for 56 years. Her family has lived here since the 1800s. We got Real ID because 19 Middle Eastern males attacked us on September the 11th of 2001. We weren't attacked by 72-year-old ladies. We weren't attacked by young illegal immigrants. That's what Homeland Security says when you go to their deferred action page. These people are low risk for terrorist activities. So we're going to give them a break. What did we do here recently? The governor just yesterday said, look at what we've done. And he didn't say it, but I'll say it. In 21 days, we passed a law to give our friends from Canada a break on driver's license requirements. Now we're giving illegal aliens' children a break on driver's license. Again, if you want to do that, that's fine. But don't forget about us. This is a four-page bill. It's got one sentence in it to give these children driver's licenses, up to age 30, by the way. I've got an amendment here that will give Florida citizens the same benefit by allowing us to issue driver's licenses again in the state of Florida. I've talked to many of you about it. I've been working on this for 3 years, and it greatly upsets me that in 21 days, this body can grant relief to people that don't even live here. Governor says, oh, but they spend millions of dollars here. Well, guess who else spends millions of dollars here? The driver's license renewal in 2009, the year before Real ID, went from $20 to $48. That's more than double. This is a bad situation, and I'm asking for some help. I'm sick and tired of coming here and being treated like a third-class citizen, because right now, as a Florida citizen, I'm behind Canadians, and I'm behind children of illegal immigrants if this bill passes, which I think it will, because it's gotten unanimous support so far. And again, if you want to pass it, fine. But don't forget about us. We're the people that are voting for you, or in some cases, voting against you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, for your testimony. Members, I've skipped over the part that should have asked you if you had questions about the bill. I apologize for that. Are there questions about Representative Bracey's bill? That's good. There were no amendments. Anyone else in the audience wish to speak on House Bill 235? Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing none. Representative, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. I was going to waive close, but I just wanted to address a couple things. Over 15 states plan to grant temporary licenses to folks under the Deferred Action Plan. And this document basically would just be used as proof of residency and proof of identity. So these folks will not get anything that a regular citizen of Florida would get. So this would not present an unfair situation to the citizens of Florida. And with that, I close and I ask for your support of this bill.
Representative Bracey, having closed on House Bill 235, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis? Pisano?
Yes.
Bullwood? Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill 235 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members.
Still don't see you, the other two. We have a couple members that are running a little bit late. Let's go to House Bill 265 by Representative Wood, and presenting the bill today will be Representative Goodson. Representative Goodson, good morning, and you're recognized to present House Bill 265.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an honor if I do it from here, sir.
It'd be just fine.
Thank you. House Bill 265 is the Florida Wildlife Foundation bill, or license plate tag bill. These funds are used for research, education, planning projects statewide through the sales of the state wildflower license plate. Since 2000, the foundation has collected over $3 million for projects directly benefiting Florida's residents and visitors. This bill simply increases the annual user fee from $15 to $25. The bill also increases the maximum percentage the foundation can dictate to administrative marketing costs from 15 to 20%. And, Mr. Chairman, that is simply the bill.
Thank you, Representative Goodson. Having presented Representative Wood's bill, members, are there questions on the bill? Questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. I have an appearance card. Susan Goldstein. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome, and you're recognized. Hit the button.
Hi, I'm Susan Goldstein, and I represent the Florida Wildflower Association and also the Florida Specialty License Plate Association, both very much in favor of this bill. I just wanted to take some time, since there are a few people running late, to let you all know that our specialty license plates, especially plates like the Florida Wildflower Foundation plate, really do wonderful things for our state. And we appreciate the fact that you provide them the flexibility. Most people think that all our plates are a one-size-fits-all, but the labor-intensive application process for the Florida Wildflower Plate, checking the validity of the applicants that want to plant flowers and or have the seed programs, it takes a lot of work. It's the oversight, the site visits, sustaining the projects. It, some plates, it doesn't take as much work as other plates. Some plates just might have to write one check for research or development or whatever, but some plates do have a very labor-intensive process. So I just wanted to remind you all that these plates raise over $30 million for this state, and it is found money. It's not a tax. We are increasing from $15 to $25 the annual fee. This is a voluntary contribution that the people in our state voluntarily make to make our state a better place and a more beautiful place to live. So we appreciate your favorable consideration.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak on House Bill 265?
Question?
Well, I had a question.
I'm sorry, Susan, would you take a question from the presenter of the bill?
Thank you.
Representative Goodson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you tell us, Representative Wood's mother, can you tell the panel something about her?
Representative Wood's mother, the prime sponsor of our bill, was one of the originating founders of the Wildflower License Plate. There is now currently an award, the Ella B. Wood Award, that is given annually in her honor. It is one of her fine legacies.
Question.
Representative Fasano, good morning, and you're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Just one question, and will the administrative fees be going up because of the cost of the license plate going up?
Well, marginally, there will be a greater amount, but not enough to cover the entire state, the oversight and the application process. So that's why we increased it by 5%.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, if
you're recognized.
So the administrative costs will go up.
Absolutely. The more applications there are, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized.
The more applications there are, the more money that's available drives more applications. The more applications, the more work involved in validating those organizations that are applying for those funds, and again, the oversight, the sustainability of the projects, et cetera.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rogers for a question.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Hazel.
That's my dear friend. When you're referencing administrative fees, are you speaking to administrative costs to your organization, or is it administrative cost to the state of Florida? Just for clarification.
No, it's administrative cost to the organization to implement the dissemination of the funds that are raised by the revenues that the fees generate, the fees being the annual $25 fee that a person voluntarily agrees to pay to get that beautiful license plate.
Any more questions? Representative Porter, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm thinking Representative Goodson won't know the answer to this, so I'll ask you.
He knows everything.
Sorry, I love you, Goodson. I noticed that it's the fees that are collected or kind of split between research, education, grant programs, and I'm assuming the grant programs are the plantings of wildflowers that we see all along the highways here
right.
in the state. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Follow up, Mr. Chair?
You're recognized.
Do you have any idea what percent of the dollars go toward those, are expended toward those grant programs for wildflower planting?
Well, there are wildflower planting projects where municipalities and cities and other organizations apply for those funds. There are also they call them seedling projects, where they actually go into hundreds of schools and they teach children about the benefits of planting wildflowers across the state. They are they curb water usage. They help crop pollination. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to our Florida wildflowers, besides the fact that they make our highways and our cities very beautiful. So they teach those in the school, too. But the percentage that you're asking, all of the funds, aside from the administrative funds, which is 15%, so 85% go toward funding these projects.
Everybody good? Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak on this bill?
Thank you.
Seeing none, members are in debate. Any debate on the bill? Representative Fasano, you're recognized.
Real quickly, I know some people aren't, but I'm a big fan of the specialty license plates because I believe that the dollars go to excellent causes as this one. I've sponsored some in the past. I would, however, Mr. Chairman, maybe somewhere down the road, and I know our transportation chairman's not here today, but it is something that should be looked at as far as the administrative costs. I know that we have rejected license plates in the past, and I think, Mr. Chairman, you were in the legislature as well, because of the high costs of administrative fees that go along with these license plates. And although I support the specialty license plates, I also believe that we need to start looking at how much is being taken out for administrative costs. Whereas a lot of people who buy these specialty license plates believe that all of the money, the extra money that they're spending, go to a good cause when some of it, in fact, in some cases, a lot of it, are going for administrative costs.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Ray, you're recognized for in debate.
Mr. Chairman, I was prepared to support this, but the previous presenter in the previous committee wasn't going to present it, so I'm not sure if I should support this, but I'll do so in that it was Representative Goodson who aptly filled in.
In debate. Any debate? Representative Goodson, you are recognized to close on House Bill 265.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like this to be on record. This closing is very important to me. This bill is. This is the first bill I've ran that the Audubon Society and the Sierra Club's not here to oppose. So I think they're standing up for support adamantly. Also, another thing that's very interesting about this bill is supported by the Wild Turkey Federation. Now you will not have to have drive-by shootings. You can run them over on the edge of the road. But with that, I so close.
I think you're turning yeses into noes. Be careful. So. Representative Goodson, having closed on House Bill 265, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zantone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis? Fasano?
Yes.
Fullwood? Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 265 will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Goodson, for standing in. Next, we're going to hear from Representative Rooney, House Bill 925. Welcome, sir. You're recognized to present your good bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the opportunity to present this bill. House Bill 925 deals with car or vessel owners, lien holders, and the DMV. So it should be fairly interesting. Back in 2008 session, the legislature passed Senate Bill 1992, which created the Automobile Lenders Industry Task Force within the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to investigate problems within the industry. In 2009, the legislature enacted Florida Statute Section 320.1316 based upon the recommendation. Basically, what happens right now, Mr. Chair and members, if you owe money on a vehicle or a vessel and you fall behind on your payments, the lien holder can request the DMV to put you on what's called a surrender stop list if you refuse to pay or surrender the vehicle. Right now, the DMV handles those disputes internally, and the problem that has arisen is they've interpreted Section 320 that they may put your name on this, the owner's name on this stop list, that they're not required to do it. So this bill clarifies the situation in two ways, for the lien holder and for the owner of the vehicle. For the lien holder, it requires the DMV to handle all surrender stops as long as the lien holder complies with some requirements that are in this bill, one of which is sending written notice under oath. Right now they just send notice without having it be under oath. And for the consumer, the owner of the vehicle, it gives them an opportunity if they want to contest the lien holder putting them on this surrender stop list. It allows them a court option to go outside the DMV and bring a civil action in the residing county. Again, there's several parts after that, but basically those are the two things it does. It requires the DMV to put the owner of the vehicle on the surrender stop list. It doesn't give them the option, and that's a protection for the lien holder. And then for the owner, it gives them a court action if they want to contest the surrender stop. And with that, Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Rooney. Are there questions of the sponsor? Questions? Seeing none, I have one appearance card. Ms. Lisette Mariner, the Executive Director of the Florida Independent Automobile Dealers Association. Waiving in support. Thank you, Ms. Mariner. Anybody else? There are no amendments, members. Anybody else wishing to speak on the bill? Seeing none. Is there debate? We're in debate. Seeing none. Representative Rooney, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive close, Mr.
Chair. Having waived close, Michelle, please call the roll on House Bill 925.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis? Fasano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 925 will be reported favorably. Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Members, appreciate it.
Next up, House Bill 683 by Representative Pilon. Good morning, sir. Welcome, and you're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for hearing this good bill. And members, good morning to you. May I just start out by saying that as my good friend Representative Goodson would say, this is a very simple bill, and it has nothing to do with killing turkeys. Having said that, This is a AAA bill. The Auto Club Group Traffic Safety Foundation is seeking a voluntary, I repeat, voluntary contribution of $1 or more be placed on all motor vehicle applications for registrations, renewals, or replacements, license and identification cards. All monies go to the foundation for outreach activities and education to save lives, reduce injuries, and prevent crashes throughout all of our communities in the state of Florida. AAA itself pays over $500,000 to the foundation and the salary for the staff person in charge, to guarantee, and it guarantees that all monies are used in the communities of our great state of Florida. And, Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Pilon, for explaining your bill. Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. I have one appearance card. Speaker Lee Moffitt, representing AAA. AAA waves in support. Anyone else wishing to speak on this bill? Seeing none. Members, we are in debate. Any debate? Seeing none. Representative Pilon, you're recognized to close on your good bill.
Wave closed, Mr. Chairman.
Having wave closed, Michelle, please call the roll on House Bill 683.
Representative Zantone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis? Fasano?
Yes.
Fullwood? Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 683 will be reported favorably. Thank you very much. And saving the best for last, we will hear about specialty license plate for CS for HB 427 by Representative Rogers, who is running to the podium. Good morning, Representative, and you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome back. You were missed by me, if none other. And members, this is the best that we have left for last, and it is our Sun, Sea, Smiles tags. And I see by saying that, I see smiles on everyone's face this morning. Mr. Chairman, should I present the amendments?
Members, there are two amendments to this bill. Representative Rogers, you are recognized to present amendment number one.
Amendment number one clarifies line 34. And that's the bill, Mr. Chairman, as it relates to percentages distribution.
Representative Rogers, having presented amendment number one, are there questions of the sponsor? Okay. Questions? Seeing none. Anyone wish to speak on amendment number one? Seeing none, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, is there objection to the adoption of amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one is adopted. Representative Rogers, please present amendment number two, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, well, we have modified lines 58 as it relates to the distribution.
Questions on amendment number two? No questions. Anyone in the audience wish to address amendment number two? Is there debate on amendment number two? Seeing none, Representative Rogers, you're recognized to close on amendment number two.
Wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Wave close. Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number two? Amendment number two, let's show that to be adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Any audience members wishing to address the bill as amended? Seeing none. Members were in debate. Their debate. Representative Artiles, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you, Representative Rogers. We've been researching for about a year and a half about the specialty plates. There's over 150 plus specialty plates. The problem that we're having is an auditing issue, and I want to thank Representative Rogers for giving me the time and working with all stakeholders to actually put in provisions and actually talk about putting in provisions for auditing. Currently, right now, the specialty plates, the state of Florida has to audit, which is a substantial cost to the state of Florida. In the future, I hope in the next year or so, with the help of Chair Davis and other representatives, we're looking to have self-auditing for all these specialty plates. All we want is accountability and make sure that we have a uniform costs throughout these specialty plates. But with that said, I am supporting this bill, and I want to thank you very much for your hard work.
Members, additional debate? Representative, I may have cut you off. I didn't know if you wanted to explain further your bill as we amended it. If you do, you can do so. You're recognized to close, and you take whatever time you need to explain and or close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members. Representative Artiles, it was good working with you. I support transparency and accountability at every level, so I'm looking forward to, as I stated to you and implied earlier, to working with you on that also next session. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to present this bill, Sun, Sea, and Smiles, and to also thank the Baron Channer, who came up with this awesome idea to support community organizations that have been fostering and demonstrated great activity, great accountability throughout the state of Florida. I can assure you that we have Caribbean nationals all over the state, and to representatives from my Cuban friends and my Puerto Rican friends, Caribbean Day was an awesome success, and we know this tag will be an awesome success because it truly will represent the organizations across the state of Florida, the needs across the state of Florida. So I ask for your favorable support of this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Rogers, having closed on CS for HB 427, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zantone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis? Fasano?
Yes.
Fullwood? Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Members, by your vote, CS for HB 427 as amended will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I forgot to say something. I was reminded that the administrative fee is only 5%, and we made sure of that. Thank you very, very much.
Well done. Members, that completes our agenda on member bills. Is there, I would tell you that I think next Tuesday will be our last subcommittee meeting. We are continuing to work on our budget. You may feel the need to come visit to talk about budget items, please feel free to do so. Anything else for the good of the order? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, sir. And I know we presented the budget on yesterday in full appropriations, and I know I still have folks sending me appropriation requests.
You are not alone.
So I just want you to know that I'm joining the line and looking forward to continuing working with you. Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order? Members, I'll see you next week. Without objection, Representative Artiles moves, we rise. Without objection, we're adjourned.